Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and happy Saturday. Welcome to Prozy's Corner, where we work to motivate, elevate, and inspire. I'm your host, author Mara Proz, and my amazing co-host, Nikki W.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday.
So we have a few announcements today. First of all, in regards to the Davenports, I am overwhelmed and humbled by how many people want the book. My initial strategy was to be able to do just an ebook and shoot it to people. I underestimated that people wanted a hardback and they want it signed by me. So I have another order coming in. I shipped out some this week, and I'm going to order some more books after that. And then I've decided that Nikki and I will do another book signing because there's a lot of people that want to meet up with me for lunch. And I'm thinking, let's just kill two birds with one stone and let's all just meet up at another book signing and I'll sign the books and get them out then. So I'll just stay tuned. I haven't set the date yet, but I'll think of something soon. Nikki will help me think of something soon. And then, May, I will be in Charlotte doing a book signing. And then the second week of May, I'll be in Chicago, also going to set up a book signing. So I'm glad that everybody is being entertained by the Davenports. I was really, really worried if it was going to be a very good book. People are ready for book two, so that makes me so great. I'm so appreciative. Thank you to everyone who's already purchased the book and is telling other people about it. And we also have April coming up. April is our big month that we've been excited about. We've mentioned it before, but it is actually going to be, we were going to be reading Elam book, Understanding a Man for the whole month. And every weekend for at least maybe 15, 20 minutes, Elam is going to have his own segment where he talks about a chapter in his book. So I definitely encourage you to get his book. He has been on our show before. You've heard him. He's great. He's got a lot of knowledge. And join us in the book club and join us in the discussions. I think it's going to be a really fun month. We have a lot of great people coming on. We have Carl Ulysses, who is the costume designer for Black Panther. We have some authors. We have some more musicians. So it's going to be a busy month for April, but it's going to be pretty good. And then last, I guess, but not least, we have I think we've covered everything, actually.
Yeah.
I think so. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, your brain's moving faster.
Yes, than my mouth. I know. They need to speak up one day. I keep praying for that, but I'm not sure when that's going to happen. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into our guest today. I'm so excited about her. I saw her at Phil and Derek's about 3 years ago. Immediately went to Spotify and found her song. My favorite song of hers is This Time. If you have not listened to Coretta Bell, You Are Missing Out. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal singer. Her voice is just gorgeous. I read online that it said that she's a key figure in the Houston Underground R&B movement. And she has a new album out that we'll be playing a couple of clips for. And let's see. And you know what? Instead of me just rambling on and on, let's just bring her in and introduce her and let her tell all about herself.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being on.
Very happy to be here. Yes.
So, Fred, how did you start singing? Is this been your career your whole time?
Yeah, I actually, I've been singing, they tell me, since I was 3 years old, singing solos in church, they would tell me, you know, would get up and do that. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I started singing, you know, from a very young age, and started out in church, and then have gone on from there. Did, you know, we didn't have choir in the town that I'm from, but we did have a little singing group, and we would go around to different churches and colleges and sing that way. So, yeah, I've pretty much been singing as far as I can remember.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first performance?
Performance, I mean,
either
I remember
as a kid
singing.
Or a teenager or as an adult, any of those.
Yeah.
Like the first,
I remember singing maybe my first solo at church, which was God Has Smiled on Me. I remember, because I remember being really nervous.
You
know, people are looking at you. I remember being really nervous about that. But I was like, everyone loved it. So I was like, I guess I didn't do too bad, you know.
Right.
That was pretty cool. I do remember at the age of 5 writing a song and showing it to my mom. And the look on her face, her eyes got really big. And she was like, you wrote this? I'm like, yeah. It's like, okay, might be something here, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be my next question for you, Coretta. Did you write your own music?
Yeah. I do, yeah. I am a singer-songwriter, so I write the majority of my songs as well. And I also can other songs for other artists and hooks for rappers. And, you know, my grandmother was a pianist, and so growing up, you know, me and my sisters, we got piano lessons, but I was the one that we stuck with. So piano was my first instrument. I learned how to read music and play that. And I'm an aspiring bass player. I'm going to put that out so y'all can hold me accountable. I'm an aspiring bass player. So that's something that I would like to work on and continue working on as well.
Okay.
I've always wanted to learn how to play piano. Always.
Yeah.
It's
all
guitar.
About practice.
I love to play the guitar and the piano.
Yeah. It's all about the practice. You just have to practice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you should do it if you want to. You can do it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll drag
you. I should have did it when I was a kid. That's how it works.
We have a couple of clips from your new album, right? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The latest album is entitled Ephatha. I know it looks really complicated to pronounce whenever you see it. But it's Ephatha, and Ephatha, Jesus actually said that in the Bible, and it means to be opened or to open yourself. And I found that in putting this record together and really just getting it out, I really had to open myself up. I had to be vulnerable in order to get it done. So whenever I was doing some meditation and came across the word Ephatha, it really spoke to me, because not only did I have
open, right, to, like, get the music out and get it done. It's just kind of like a general good life lesson, right? We have to be open in order to chase our dreams, in order to connect with people, in order to, you know, to kind of move and go where God wants us to go. We have to be open to that. So that's why I chose FFX title for that. But most of those tracks are produced by my good friend Red Astaire, who is a Swedish based producer, and we connected years ago, and we were sending tracks back and forth from Houston to Sweden, and then I actually got an opportunity to go and perform in Sweden and meet him in person, and we were able to do some recording there as well. So one of the ladies on that track I happen to also meet, she's on Working Overtime. She's featured on that. I met her while I was there in Sweden for that time. So most of the tracks are produced by him. There is a track produced by my good friend Brandon White entitled Lost Together. And he actually wrote that song. That is actually the only song on the record that I didn't write. I loved it so much when I heard it, and he was kind enough to let me kind of take it over. So he's actually from Chicago but based here in Houston. And, yeah, it's just I think it's a really chill, kind of laid-back record that I hope people are continuing to enjoy.
Yeah, it is very, very nice. I didn't think I was going to like it better than the first album, because that's totally my favorite, and I play it I play it all the time when I'm working out or dusting or whatever. And, you know, when I listen to this, I'm like, oh, gosh, she did it again. Now I have to listen to both of them. They're just great. They're just great. I'm going to play Growing Pains. Is that okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So let me play that so everybody can hear.
She's growing pains. Make a twist to sit back and rethink some things. Are these growing pains? Make a twist to sit back and rethink some things. Sometimes it seems like no matter which way I go, I find myself traveling down the same old miserable road. So many lessons learned, even some bridges burned, and life keeps moving on. Oh yeah.
Wow, amazing! I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us, like what's the history behind it? What made you write it?
Yeah, Growing Pains, it was a lot of a transition, not when I initially started writing the song, but actually when I finished it. Lots of transition going on. And, you know, it was just like the song says, growing pains, right? Like, you know, sometimes we go through some things and we learn some lessons and we may lose some friends along the way. But the hook of that song, I talk about, you know, trusting in God, being hopeful, because I think that's where it's at, right? Like, after we've learned the lesson and gone through some things, we have to still remain hopeful. And what is the old saying? You know, you know better, so you do better, right? So that's kind of the premise behind that song. And that was actually one of the first tracks that that Red Astaire sent me whenever we first linked up. So that has a lot of special meaning for me.
Yeah, and it did to me too, because I really, really felt that. I feel like, you know, I mean, I've been going through a transition probably for the past couple of years, but this year has been the biggest transition. And when I heard that, it was so relatable. It just, like, hit right on the nose what I'm going through. You know, like you say, along the way, you think the certain people will be there when you have this vision, and then they're not, you know. It's different. You're having to, I mean, you're here, and it's a whole different world. There's a lot of people that, you know, I don't talk to anymore, and I thought they would be here enjoying the book tour and everything. So, yes, I get it.
Yeah, and it stings a little bit. That's why they're called growing pains, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, sure.
Nikki, you have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And I started searching around. What's my second?
Because I have two more clips of her songs.
Go for it.
I want to play
sure? another one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to play Love Letter. Is that okay, Corinna?
Okay. Sure, that's perfect. Okay.
And that's not saying, you know, just because you're on here or anything else. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It is.
I listened to it while
I the last song. Oh, yeah. That'll help inspire you. The last song, I was like, oh, that's a beautiful song. But this one, I was like, oh, I love that song. I can feel that song. Yeah.
We need to make cake to make me with that song, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you
now,
have,
I don't
you
have you look.
Huge
I don't have you on my Spotify, but I will.
Yeah, do that.
My daughter loves music too. She says that when she like inspires her, it gives her strength when she's in an argument with a boyfriend, and they argue all the time. And she said she'll listen to your they give her strength. And then it makes you, she goes, I know he'll be back, so I don't even worry about it. I just put on Coretta and then I go. And so she was supposed to call in today, but she got accepted to us. Oh, let me give a shout out for her. She got accepted to the preclinical programs at Texas Children's. So she's
That's
doing
amazing.
That.
And she's in high school.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. We went yesterday. She got all her information. So she's going to be doing that. She's real busy. But she did hate that she missed this call because she had some questions to ask you. And she just wanted to let you know she's a fan.
Oh, that's now what's her name?
Naya.
Oh, well, much love and congratulations to Naya. That is awesome. Love it.
All right. Yeah.
That is so cool. Oh, great.
Okay, I want to play one more song, correct? One more.
Go ahead.
You
want to play that again?
No, I got Love Shine on here, so I want to play that one.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I promise we can just come from there. I want to play it.
Mm-hmm. See, that's like driving in my car on my way to work, and the other one is relaxing in the bathtub or reading a book. You got us covered on all bases, Curtis.
You really do.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah,
you'll have to. I think I subscribe to your website too, so it notifies me when you are performing at Phil and Derek.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I get that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah, I encourage everyone to. My website is CarettaBell.com, and that's CarettaBell.com. And yeah, sign up for my mailing list because I'll let you know where I'll be performing in and around the city. And, you know, whenever I release the new project, there'll be lots of listening parties and different events going on. So, yeah, sign up for the mailing list. You can stay in the loop with what's happening. And then I also wanted to mention really quickly that there are music videos for Love Letter and Growing Pains on YouTube, which you can also access through my website. So you guys be sure to check those out if you haven't seen them already.
Okay, I'm going to check that out, definitely.
Yeah,
we shot, Growing Pains was shot a while ago, but I did Love Letter off of the new album, Ephesa. I shot that in Georgia at Tybee Island. So that was a lot of fun doing that one.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah.
I just listened to like the clips I did and some of your other music, but I didn't look for any of your videos. I need to do that now.
Yeah,
I'd love
yeah.
to see the video for Love Letter.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. You know, you have the visual with it too. That just adds just something more to it. So I'll definitely do that today. So Coretta, what's next for you?
Yeah, I am. I'm writing and in pre-production right now, working on some new music. It won't be released until 2019. So nothing for the rest of this year. Yeah, but we are working on it. I always say, you know, you can't really rush creativity. I know you guys understand that, right?
I mean,
it's important to, set, you know, timelines and goals, but you really can't rush creativity, not if you want it to be truly creative. So, but we're working, and I'm excited about the new things that are happening. So I'll be doing hopefully some more public shows throughout the summer. And, again, all that information will be on my website. And so if you listen to Pandora at the Coretta Bell Station on Pandora, both of the albums are being played at that. Yeah. So you can add me there. And I am everywhere music is sold. You already know about Spotify, but Amazon, iTunes, my website. So, yeah, I just appreciate you guys so much. Because as an independent artist, you know, we need your support to survive, right?
Yeah.
We really do. So I appreciate everyone that, you know, buys the music, listens to the music, comes to the shows. You know, I've been doing music professionally, meaning, you know, I don't have any other job. Like, music pays the bills. I've been doing this for 11 years. So, yeah, it's a blessing. So I just can't say enough how much I appreciate all of the love and continued support that I've had over the years.
Well, that's awesome. And you're amazing.
Yeah.
So it's easy to support you.
Thank you.
Your voice is just beautiful. And your songs, like I say, you just feel like your songs. They're just amazing. So I can't say enough.
I'm
a huge fan.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm pretty sure people listening, they're like, oh, we've never heard of her. So they're looking for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and I've been promoting it all over my social media and everything else.
Yeah.
And texting family.
Yeah, I have some people tuning in. So I'll give a shout out to my family from Hawkins, Texas that are listening and everyone else who's tuned in. I appreciate that. And for those who are just getting introduced, you can find me online, again, at the website, which is CarettaBell.com, but also on Instagram, same thing, CarettaBell, CarettaBell.com. Same thing for Twitter, same thing for Facebook, is Coretta Bell Music.
There's no excuse for anybody not to be able to find her and listen to her music.
That's right.
It's very, very
no.
Yes.
Nikki, I know you had more questions, right?
I did. But I think we answered all of them.
No, no. We've been asking all these questions or she's talking, so yeah. This is answered my question.
Okay.
It's just a good conversation, Coretta.
Oh my goodness.
Just nothing formal here.
Right? It's a beautiful day. It's a good day for conversation and good music. Getting the chance to hang out with you guys this morning. Yeah.
What do you find inspires you the most? I know, like with my writing, I've found that I have to have complete solitude. You know, I have to be not like, I don't need to be going somewhere like, oh, okay, I have until 4 o'clock or whatever. It has to be a day. And then I have to sit there and I just have to dive into my characters. What is yours? Yeah. How do you do yours?
Yeah. It kind of varies with me. I say that I'm more of a mood writer, you know, and we know how moods are, right? They kind of come and go. So I'm definitely a mood writer. That's when I feel my most creative, when it just kind of hits me. And that could be like this gorgeous day. Today's a great day to like sit in the park and write, soak up some sunshine, you know. But I'm also inspired by, the joy in people's lives and also their pain, right? Because you can find inspiration from that. So I'm just kind of, I say I'm like a lover of life, so to speak. I just try to find, there's inspiration all around us, really. If we're open enough to see it and kind of have a certain perspective on things. But, yeah, I definitely kind of like to get in my own zone when I'm feeling that. I like to kind of like you, Mara, you know. I like to kind of be able to sit with my thoughts, you know, not really have a lot of people around. Whenever I do my studio sessions, I prefer to be closed, you know, just me and the engineer and maybe one or two other people that are maybe helping with the instrumentation of things. Just so you can kind of create a vibe, you know,
Right.
There's energy and, you know, everyone is bringing good vibes to the situation, because a lot of times people, they don't necessarily mean to bring in negative energy, but maybe they had a bad day at work, right? And then they come into your set in your studio and you're like, whoa, you know. So it's just good to kind of protect. You have to protect your art. You have to protect your creativity. And so there's nothing wrong with that. So I think all of us creative beings, we have to protect ourselves in the way that benefits us the most, right?
I agree, And you have to be a part of that to understand it, because I have some friends who, you know, they don't understand. It's like, I've been calling you for 3 days. Well, I'm in a writing mode right now, but I'm okay. Yeah. I will respond and say, I'm okay, I'm writing.
Yeah.
And she knows, like, okay, that means she'll get back to me when she gets back to me. But you have other people who don't understand that you're in your zone trying to, you know, finish your art. And it's distracting, and you're trying to shut out all that noise, and it's annoying, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you're right, some people don't get it, but that's okay. You just say, it's nothing personal, you know. Like you said, I'll get back with you. But, yeah, as artists, and we have to feel comfortable with that, right? We have to do what we have to do to create the best art, to be creative, to let what we have flow outwards. And because we're trying to inspire people. And I believe you're doing that, and I hope that I'm doing that also. So.
Yeah, I try to.
Definitely.
That's a big
motivation. Yeah, you definitely are.
So when you're not writing or performing, Coretta, what do you like to do?
I always say, like, I'm so low-key. I love to read. I love to, you know, be by the water. I love to catch up with friends, you know, because I'm usually gigging on the weekend, so it's nice to be able to catch up with them. Love to, you know, just have a good – I love good wine and good conversation, you know, just kind of relaxing.
That's us.
That is
totally me and Nikki. You know, the hustle and bustle of your week, and you're going and going and going, and like you say, especially your weekends when you're performing, when you have that time to just sit still for a minute, you don't really want to do much. You don't really want to be around a lot of people or noise. You just want to, you know, relax and just catch up. But, yeah, I can definitely... I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's such a blessing, though, that you get to do what you love, and it's a livelihood as well. And that's what I'm working towards with my books, because I'm still working mm-hmm. my 9-to-5. But ultimately, I just want to be publishing and helping to publish other people, you know. So
yeah.
focusing on that, and that's what really drives me, and it inspires me to speak with people like you who are doing it, you know. It shows mm-hmm. me that it's possible. Just be patient.
Oh, yeah.
Keep working. Get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It is definitely possible. And if you have a love for it, then it will happen. Just it's consistency. You have the talent, right? You know that. So just keep mm-hmm. working it out. It will definitely happen. I tell people all the time, it can work. I'm living proof of that. And I thank God every day
right.
for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm all about mm-hmm. positive. I'm always getting on her about being positive and don't speak
yeah.
negative. Don't speak that into existence. So it will happen,
yeah.
you know, positive affirmations
yeah.
every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my touchstones. She's the one that keeps me. I say she keeps me sane because I will over edit until the whole book is a different book. And she's like, stop. It's good enough. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And helps you and knows you too as a person and understands you.
Absolutely, yeah. And then and as artists, it's also we have to stay out of our way, right? Because we want it to be perfect,
right?
But there's
mm-hmm.
beauty in the imperfection. So like you say, you'll over edit a song. You know, maybe I might do way too many takes, and the first one was the one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
We have to be sure we don't get in our own way while we're creating. And it is good to have people to tell you, like, hey, it's good. You're good. Yeah.
You could sit down and rest.
Right.
You don't
yeah.
have to do this anymore. Or they'll say, you know, actually, I like the first one. And you've been through 60
right.
already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that was all that we had to ask you, Loretta. We just wanted to play some clips of the new songs. My ultimate goal was to introduce you to our audience. It's growing every weekend. Proud to say we're up to 2,000 listeners now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. I unexpected. So it's great now that all of them, I really encourage all my listeners to follow Loretta Bell. Believe me, whatever mood you're in, she has a song for it. And it's just smooth, easy listening, and it's relaxing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. And once again, thank you guys for having me on. So, again, I really appreciate it. And I hope you
mm-hmm.
guys have a great Easter weekend.
You too.
Enjoy your family.
We'll see you in June.
Thank you, I will.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Okay, y'all take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't she phenomenal?
Yes, she's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, she has a new fan. I'm sitting here, and that's why I was like, oh, question? I was all on her website and signing up and looking around. I'm not doing what I'm
yeah.
doing.
Her voice is just so beautiful, you know? And that's what I said
yeah.
when I saw, I think I saw Natalia not long after her. And I'm like, God, these amazing
uh-huh.
women, and people
mm-hmm.
don't know about them, you know? And
right.
she is, both of them are such amazing performers. So I'm so
yeah.
glad that we have her on the show, and I'm glad she'll be there in June. So that's our ladies' night out.
Right, so I've signed up, so we can go to some of her listening parties and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's going to be good.
Okay, I
and
guess
you have
now
a hot topic for us?
You have a hot topic. I don't know where I pulled it from, but I just pulled it. I saw it, but not just now, but I pulled it before, you know. I saw it. What
your
is
hot
it?
Topic that always kill me.
It's sexual freedom versus morality.
What?
That's hot topic. Yep. So you know how it's a double standard. Yeah. Well, it's a double standard with men, obviously. You know, they can have all the women that they want and, you know, get high fives for racking up their numbers and stuff. But it still goes to say that it's not, women are not considered that. If they're sexually free, then they're called hoes, you know, they're disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you cross the line? Where is it that it's, okay, you're being sexually free, but where, how does that differ from morality? Where is the morality that's lost in that? I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. So just because somebody is free, they don't have morals? Nick?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, I can hear you now. What did you say?
Okay. I guess it's to whoever you're speaking to, you know, each person's going to have a different view on that. And they take that view into their own personal life, like what they're doing personally or how they grew up, were they raised to think, you know, that you shouldn't have any sexual freedom, that you should be with one person after you're married, and that's it, and you move on from there? Or
mm-hmm.
were they raised in a free household where it's like, you know, you just go with what you feel? And so I think each person will have a different, That's a hard one, Ma.
I know. That's why I picked it. So I'm actually tagging people to call in so we can get more opinion.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you know, it's a different time now. Okay. It's
it
not
is.
Like you
it's a very different time.
Stuff. But
mm-hmm.
then it's like, okay, so who is saying what's moral and what's not? Just because they're free, then you're saying they don't have morals. But if you're dating, doesn't that go along with dating? So, and then you're with that person. You may not be married, but
you're with one person or many people?
Well, yeah, I guess if there's more than one, that has to be the morality. Yeah.
Because some people think, you know, they just have fun, go out, have fun, see people, sleep with people, and just go on from there. We have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How you ladies doing?
Good. Hey, how
Nate.
Are you this morning?
How you ladies doing? How you beautiful ladies doing today?
We're doing
great.
Good.
I'm glad you called
so
in on this topic.
Yeah, we need your help with the hot topic,
okay? Oh, God. What is the topic?
Okay, the topic is, let me get the exact topic. So we're talking about, Nikki, where did I post that?
I don't know. Sexual freedom versus morality. Where do you draw the line?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, first of all, morality is a personal issue.
Yeah. Okay, the choice between sexual freedom and morality. That's our hot topic.
Okay, here's the issue. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. This country has been too made to too in what's the word I'm looking for? The church owns our morality. The church owns morality. My issue with the whole situation is the church owns morality. So if the church says it's immoral, it's immoral. But it's your personal freedom to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But if it's against the church, then you're shunned because the church is all powerful. See, nobody really wants to talk about the power that the church has over us, morality-wise and so forth. I think people have a right to do what they want to do, as long as it hurts no one else. Now,
right.
I may not agree with it, but it's their business.
Right.
I was thinking, it's like, where? What crosses the line? I mean, who establishes the morality? People are dating, and you know, they're going to be intimate, but does that mean they lack morals? Because
no, that means
they're not
grown.
Married.
I mean, they're grown. I mean, no offense. Who said that you had to? Okay, listen. Every vehicle that you're going to give me that tells me that I should be married before I have sex is going to be biblical. There is no premise that you can give me that is not biblical when it comes to premarital sex. Go ahead. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one.
Uh-uh.
There's
mm-hmm.
none. So, something, a book that was written back in the 1600s can tell me today what to do with my personal body. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know where the line is. I think so much has changed. We have evolved so much. I think, you know, we can't have those archaic ideals anymore and judge people based off of that.
Well, you got to think about it. Though we've evolved, the question is, everyone has not evolved. You said that Donald Trump is president, so everybody ain't evolved.
Nikki, we got another caller. Do you think that, okay, your opinion is, Nate, that it, where are you? You have so much noise.
Well, actually, I'm in the barber shop.
Ah, okay.
And all the guys are giving me that look like, yeah. Yeah. She ain't gotta get mad no more. I'm like, well, I'm not doing this for you.
No, that's the perfect place. You need to, you know, put them on speaker and let them say their opinion too. Barbershop, y'all talk about everything.
Yeah, but I don't know if y'all wanna hear what these guys gotta say. This is not that kind of barbershop. this baby. This ain't the barbershop for you.
If you're there, I imagine it's not. I imagine.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you've been warned.
Mm-hmm.
But think about here's what I'm saying.
They hung up.
If we're not raised by the Christian faith, who says the difference? What is morality and what is, you know, choice? Can you shut that off?
Well, Nate, we want the male perspective. What do you think of a woman that is sexually free? Would you date her?
I think, no.
No?
I mean, I wouldn't date her, but we can do some things.
See? But that's what I'm saying. That's not
what
right.
I'm saying.
No, it's not. I don't have to date you to do some things.
So you can just use her, but she's not ever going to be quite material.
Whoa. I didn't use her. We used each other. That's the whole point here.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. Here's the problem. You all view a man with a woman, physically with a woman, not in a relationship, as using her, but she got the same thing I got. Everybody got quiet when I said that, didn't they?
We're processing.
All the guys looked over at me. All the guys looked over at me with that joyous smile. You hear him in the background laughing. For real. She's sexually getting, if she's giving it up to everybody in the neighborhood, she is the jump off.
Okay, so, but what if this is different? If she's more like the woman that, you know, hey, love a lot, and just that one person, then it doesn't work out, and then she's just another person or whatever.
Well, we don't see it as a lot of love.
Like
she's
trying to find the right person.
Well, you can't find them giving everybody you can't just pass the cookie out and expect to find the right person. The cookie should be on lockdown until you find the right person if you don't want to be known as the jump off.
Gotcha.
But that goes both ways.
I'm just saying, that has nothing to do with morality. Don't nobody want something everybody has had.
Right.
But that goes both ways too.
Man, he gave me his approval. He looked up off ahead and gave me his approval on that one.
But that goes both ways.
It's the same thing for females.
Yeah, and it's not female.
But see, y'all gotta realize something. For some reason, women don't get to their double standards all across the board. If a woman hits a man, you ain't supposed to hit her back. I'm not the guy for that. If you hit me, we both hit. If women say we're equal, but you want me to open your door still, pull out your chest there, but you ain't pulling mine out. You ain't coming around open my door, but we're equal. Come on now, let's talk about some of the double standards that's going to lead back to what I'm saying. So, okay, wait a minute. So these are double standards that apply to men. Double standards apply to men. If you're in the bed with your woman and she has a noise downstairs, who got to get up and go down there? I got to get up and go down there, right?
Yep.
Does he have a gun? Oh, yeah. Yes, he does. If there's heavy bags outside, and I go downstairs and get the little bag, and you gotta get the heavy bag, it's wrong, right or wrong. But we equal. We equal. I'm just saying though. So when women say, if a woman is sexually free, men call her a whore. But if a man is sexually free, they call him a player. That's just a double standard y'all gotta live with.
You don't think that's ever going to change?
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it should not change. I want everybody in the room to hear this, y'all. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want everybody in the room to hear this. If a key can open any lock, it is called a what? A master key, right? It's called a master key, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if a lock can be opened by any key, it is a shitty lock. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Oh, no. Am I lying?
No.
No, you're right about that.
With that analogy.
You're right about that.
It had to be you to call in on this topic. I had to have to call in on this topic.
Okay. Thank y'all for having me.
We appreciate you, mate.
All right, bye.
Don't be a stranger.
All right, I will. Y'all let me know y'all doing the show. I'll come on and harass y'all again.
Okay,
okay.
Sounds good.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay.
Everyone needs to know. Nate has his own show.
Bryce called in, but he said his call dropped. I think he got nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to
was
him.
Was he nervous?
Yeah, he kind of, I think. I asked him. He thought our topic was Donald Trump because he heard Nate rambling about Donald Trump. And I was like, no, that is not our hot topic. Our hot topic is sexual freedom versus morality.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, what's your hot topic? I was like, sexual freedom versus morality. He's like, oh.
I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, I said, so do you want to comment on that? And he was like, I don't know about that one.
Well, Nate did a good job. It was perfect. I reached out to Andre, Nate, and Bryce because I knew that they would, actually have good comments on the hot topic. It is a good topic,
right.
And I think Nate. Right, I don't think it's ever going to change, unfortunately.
No.
I think it's always supposed to be chased. And the men, they can sow their oats as long as they want.
Yeah.
And nothing is said. And they're not called a hoe or anything else. I don't know how it can change.
It won't.
No, I think it's just so instilled in all of us if we see somebody that's sexually free, just like, oh God, but I hate that because we shouldn't really be judgmental of people. I think in this life it is so short and we should be able just to live the life that we want to live, whatever that is. Do whatever you want to do, the way you want to do it, however you want to do it. It's your business. I think we have too many people that are opinionated and think it needs to be this way only, that way only. And you know what? That's when problems start. That's the noise I shut out because I get tired of that. I have people telling me who don't even really know me, and they're telling me how to write. And I'm like, do you even read a book? I mean, you know, don't. I hate unsolicited advice. So that's totally off topic, too. But anyway, what do you have to say about it, Nikki? You didn't have much to say about it.
No, I don't, because it's hard to comment on that because, you know, how we were raised, that, you know, you just those are things that you don't do. And, you know, that's what I said. If you talk to different people, you're going to get a different answer each time because if you're raised that is just a no-no, you don't do that. You don't have sex before you're married. You're in a monogamous relationship with one person, and that's it. That's what females, the majority of us are raised to do, you know. There's no hopping beds. That's looked down upon, and it's not like we're all born and raised in a freaking nudist colony, you know. Everything's free, and we could, you know, not have to put on clothes. There's not many people that are going to walk around with clothes on either. So everybody is different. It's so different. So I don't know.
You know, there's another thing that I want to bring up before we've got like 9 minutes, but I read. So I was reading an article about Cameron Diaz, right? And she's semi-retired from acting or whatever. But then it was about the ones who don't believe in monogamy, like Scarlett Johansson, Cameron Diaz, and there was one other person. They don't believe that monogamy is possible. Do you, Nikki?
I think it's possible. I mean, everybody might not believe it's possible, but if two people that believe in monogamy get together, then it's definitely possible. But I think that's a discussion you have to have at the very beginning. Before you make that jump to be in a relationship with somebody, you have that conversation, you know. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Like, what are you looking for in this? You want to just hang out? You want to sleep with me? You want to, what are you trying to do? You know, be honest about it. Most people probably won't be honest about it. And most people will say, oh, I want to be with you forever. And we're going to be together. And that's it. And then most people will just be honest and say, no, this is all I'm looking for. And then you just move on if that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah, and that's another thing in the article it had. It was talking about the divorce rate and stuff. And it's like, why is the divorce rate so high? I tend to believe, and I don't know why it's so high. I don't. I think people tend to leave. Who's on the call?
Let's see. Hold on.
Turn it up, let it rain. Turn it up.
We have Jeff holding.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. I'm here.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm doing good, Mara.
Good. So our hot topic is, well, we just now switched it. So we're asking, do you think monogamy is possible? Do you think it's possible to be monogamous forever?
Being from Oklahoma, I don't know what's going on up there, but down here I have no idea.
Overall,
it was
in
the article I read. Yeah, an article I read, and it was just talking about the divorce rate, and then one of the things they said, you know, in the past is so different because you had to stay together because the woman, she didn't work. The man was the breadwinner. And so they had to make it work. But also, too, that they live shorter lives, and we're living a lot longer. And the article was saying that, are we really meant to be with just one person for the rest of our lives? Or are there two or three soulmates that we're supposed to have?
I'm old school. I say stay with somebody the rest of your life and fight it out.
I agree. I don't think I want to keep starting over.
No,
that's
no.
Exhausting, you know, getting to know somebody all over again. And no. I agree, Jeff.
Right.
No, I've been in that route before, and no, that's not fun. That's too much emotions right there. Waste the effort.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah, I'm dating or marriage. I can't speak on marriage. I can only speak on dating because I've never been married. But I think if you're in a relationship and both of you are willing to work on it towards that marriage, then that's good. But if you're in a relationship and it's only one-sided, then I'm definitely not going to work it out and fight it out and try to make it work. So
yeah. And then they have to be able to ignore the distractions that are out there, because between the TV shows, the commercials, the media, the songs, all encourage all of them. And, you know, and make it seem like it's such a glorious thing to do. So that you have a lot of noise, and I it seems like a lot of peer pressure, too, to be that person to look at me, I do have a side chick, and yeah, I'm going to see her the day after Christmas, and you know, and brag about that. That's not nothing to brag about. I can't imagine how many people have diseases because of this. Well, we've got 4 minutes, so we will wrap up. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in your opinion.
This is the first time on speakerphone actually going through Houston traffic. This is a miracle. I made it.
Jeff's trying to get used to our traffic, Nikki. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, Jeff. You'll get used to it.
But, yeah. I need to own a piece of crap down here because that's what it's going to take.
Next weekend, let's see, who do we have next weekend? That's Carl. We have been waiting for Carl, guys. Carl is the costume designer for the Black Panther, Captain America. I have him on Facebook. I have been sharing everything that he shared. So he's going to be on the show, and we are so excited about that. So definitely tune in for that. Once again, I have hardbacks on order, so they should be here this week. Nikki and I will get together and put together another book signing, and we'll let you know about where it'll be at. Right now, we have so much going on, but I'm very appreciative that everybody is interested in the book. And yes, I'm trying to hurry and finish book two, but it is exhausting writing. But thank you for all the love. I am getting the letters. I'm trying to respond to people in Twitter and Instagram. If I haven't responded yet, I will. I promise you I'll respond personally. So I think we had a great show. I'm glad we got to introduce Loretta Bell. Jeff got to be on the call. We got to hear from Nate with his crazy self. And we've got
Bryce needs to call back so he can get involved.
Bryce. You know, April, Bryce. Since April's team, don't forget to get Elam's book, Understanding a Man, and read that. Every weekend, we're going to be discussing a chapter as our hot topic, which I think is going to be really fun. So
that's
going to
bring a lot of talking points on that.
It is. Did you get your copy?
Not yet.
Okay. I think I was going to send it to you. I'll send it to you. Don't get it. I have it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll end here. Thank you, Nikki, for another great radio show.
You're welcome.
Wonderful weekend. Yeah, we have to figure out. We need to get out and do something.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody have a blessed weekend. Thank you for tuning in to Prosy's Corner. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I'm going to end the show with Coretta's song instead of the regular intro.
Love letter?
Love
letter. Love letter?
Okay. Love letter? Okay.
Supreme.